In today's prevalent culture, the institution of the family and faith are under attack. With absolute confidence in the grace and power of God, we at Forming Faithful Families, whose primary mission is strengthening families in the faith, have been inspired to put out into the deep, see Luke 5:4, to do our part to turn this tide. Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton, is a faithful and trustworthy weekly radio program in service to the new evangelization, saturated with scripture and containing teaching, reflections, anecdotes, and encouragement pertaining to our Catholic faith, with a substantial focus on marriage and family life faith formation.
Welcome to Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. I'm Jim Littleton. And the theme of our program today is a continuation of our discussion of living by a hierarchy of values. Let's start with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Come, Holy Spirit, own us, possess us, teach us, move us, heal us in Jesus' name. The love of God has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit that has been given to us. Romans 5:5. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God has first place on Sundays. Sunday is a day of prayer, rest, and family unity. This is in keeping with the fourth commandment of keeping the Sabbath holy. We have to keep in mind that the commandments are not there to oppress us, but rather to help us to be happy, to help us to grow closer to God. This commandment seems to have been pushed aside as irrelevant today. Sundays are treated as another packed day of catching up on chores, to-do lists, work, and shopping. Although there is nothing wrong with having the fun of engaging in some sports activities on Sunday, I'm convinced that, for example, it is disordered to have competitive games for children scheduled on Sunday morning. This makes it much more challenging for people to get to religious services. It divides families and keeps them harried and stressed. The opportunity is lost for the physical, mental, psychological, and spiritual rest and rejuvenation that God programmed us to need. People return to their normal Monday schedule in an exhausted state. They wonder what happened to their weekend. When you ask them what they did on the weekend, their response is often an exasperated, "It was busy." Parents who sincerely love their children and believe they are giving them the best by keeping them involved in a plethora of activities become totally spent, exhausted. When extracurricular activities are dividing the family, this is disordered and will not lead to peace and happiness, even though this was the original well-intentioned goal. We have to pull back and reflect upon what we are expending ourselves on. If so much energy and activity is not achieving the desired results, it's time to forge a new plan, to perhaps make radical choices and then be willing to act on them. Otherwise, continuing to do the same thing while getting the same results is indeed a form of insanity. Everything worthwhile in life costs something. We need to be willing to pay the bargain price on trading something of an inferior value for something worth much more. All parents are innately given the grace of state to spiritually and naturally form and assist their children. Certainly, we should educate and form ourselves as parents to the best of our ability in order to fulfill this responsibility. However, regardless of where we are in this process, we have been given the graces as parents to help inform our children. We don't need to wait until we are complete experts on our faith or in so-called parenting skills. Believe me, that time will never arrive. We should foster in our family a healthy mystique for Eucharistic visits among our children. We try not to be uptight about these things in our family. We want the Eucharistic visits to be natural and pleasant for the children. They have the opportunity to spend time with our Lord Jesus as He radiates His grace into their souls. They also have some beautiful bonding experiences just being with their parents. We will find that our children are profoundly happy at these times, as are we, the parents. Have we ever imposed mass attendance on our children, imposed Eucharistic visits, confession, or prayer on our children? In a sense, yes, of course, as it is our duty to expose them to these things. But we try to do it in a way that our children will love these things of God, as we do, and will be attracted to them, make them their own, and persevere in them throughout their lives. If we did not expose our children to experience these things in their younger years, so they could get to know them, so they could get to know our Lord Jesus and His church, then how would they come to love them? And do we not all expose our children to the things we love the most? And may that be for all of us, first and foremost, Jesus, our Lord and His church. You see, the spiritual life is completely natural to little children. If anything, we simply cultivate what is already there. It is very easy to start this with children when they are very young, before the world has hardened them, making it more difficult once they grow older. But with God, it is never too late to start. With God, all things are possible. Take, for example, the sacrament of confession, also known as penance or reconciliation, where we confess our sins to Jesus in the person of a priest, and our sins are washed away through the blood of Jesus. How liberating and profound this sacrament is! And prayer as a family is vital to the life of the family. We need to pray for and with our children from the time they are in the womb. Yes, from the time they're in the womb. Our children have often prayed by taking holy water and gently blessing the wounds of Jesus on a crucifix. This is a deep form of prayer without words. It's a beautiful thing. Prayer does not always need to be expressed in words. We can learn much from children in the natural ways they pray, when given the opportunity and a little formation and motivation. Here's a quote from Gaudium et Spes, 48. With their parents leading the way by example and family prayer, children and indeed everyone gathered around the family hearth will find a readier path to human maturity, salvation, and holiness. We have formally consecrated our family to the Immaculate Heart of Mary and to the Sacred Heart of Jesus. This is a highly recommended devotion. Every day we can reconsecrate our lives to Jesus through the hands of the Blessed Virgin Mary to arrange everything in our lives. The Rosary is our first prayer of choice outside of the Eucharist, and it was our Blessed Mother Mary that led me and our family to Jesus and the Eucharist, to live these Eucharistic lives, to receive this greatest gift of all gifts, the source and summit of the Christian life, Jesus, truly present, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist. May I suggest that we never miss evening prayer of some nature as a family. For us, this consists of praying briefly to the Holy Spirit, then usually praying two decades of the Rosary, reading and reflecting on a short scripture passage, sometimes a short excerpt from another spiritual book, and some time for a silent personal review of the day in terms of what we did well and where we failed in living God's will that day. We make a firm resolution to try to improve and finish with the Nicene Creed of Faith and a few other short prayers. This evening prayer only takes about 10 minutes, except, of course, when Dad gets on a roll with his preaching. There are many ways a family can pray. The main thing is to pray together. Pray together as a family every day, every evening. We should encourage our children to be open to whatever vocation God might invite them to, be it marriage, priesthood, consecrated life, or single life. From the earliest age, we should invite our children to discern and be open to do God's will. We know that following God's will is what will make a person ultimately happy in this life and the next. In summary, our hierarchy of values has to be based on God's will. And that will must be our very food, our sustenance, our driving force, our focus in life. As it was for our Lord Jesus, he said, "My food is to do the will of the one who sent me." John 4:34. Whoever forgets to eat? Have you ever forgotten to eat for a day? Well, we should always have God's will clearly defined and constantly before us in his priorities for our lives. We cannot go wrong this way because it's God's way, and his way is perfect, and he is always bringing a great good out of every detail of your life. Listen, listen carefully. God is with us. He is with you, as he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who were willing to be thrown into the fiery furnace rather than worship any false gods, rather than put anything before our Heavenly Father and his will, rather than betray their clear hierarchy of values. But the fire did not touch them. They only felt a cool wind and a dew. Jesus was with them, and he was in command, and he is in dominion over our lives today and always. He is in dominion over your life. I can see four men walking about freely in the heart of the fire without coming to any harm. And the fourth looks like a son of the gods. Daniel 3:92. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We'll be right back.
Forming Faithful Families is now offering our 15-episode video series on DVD, filmed in stunning high definition, with a free downloadable Small Faith Discussion Group program guide. We hope that you will consider purchasing, implementing, and promoting this video series at the personal and small group level. Forming Faithful Families is a faithful and trustworthy parish-based and small faith community program for marriage and family life faith formation in service to the new evangelization pertaining to the Catholic faith. Listen to this recommendation. Firmly grounded in the teaching of the Catholic Church, sacred scripture, and the wisdom of the saints, with this series, James and Kathleen offer a thirsty world a refreshing and satisfying drink. It also makes a great gift with eternal benefits for both the giver and the receiver. To order your DVD set today, visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988. That's formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call 708-334-1988.
Faced with chronic lymphocytic leukemia, James Littleton came to more profoundly cherish what matters most, his relationship with God and his family. Through numerous courses of chemotherapy and an eventual bone marrow transplant, James was able to share his strong faith with God with others undergoing difficult times. Healed through cancer and other adversities highlights the principles this father of 19 relied on. James found many forms of healing that come through trials. Find consolation, encouragement, and helpful insights for your own struggles. Healed Through Cancer and Other Adversities offers inspiration and faith-building reminders of the God who offers so much that we may truly live. Seize hope to overcome your own difficulties in this uplifting account of one man's fascinating, self-reflective, and inspirational journey with cancer. Order your copy at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or request it from your local Catholic or secular bookstore.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com, and I'd like to wrap up our discussion on living by a hierarchy of values. Nothing, no harmful fire can touch us when we live Christ and His will. You see, we walk freely. We are truly free when we choose to live according to God's will for us. We are always safe in Jesus' heart, which is the definitive burning furnace of love. God's ways and plan for each of us, for each of you, is awe-inspiring. He loves you infinitely. We need only be true to His roadmap, and we will be happy in time and in eternity. We need not be afraid to reevaluate and make radical changes for the good, to truly and courageously live by a proper hierarchy of values. Be not afraid. God is with us. Praise the Lord Jesus. I'd like to now switch topics slightly to raising children up in the way they should go. My wife Kathleen and I are blessed parents of 19 children, 14 living ages 29 to 9, and 5 in heaven. In public, we have often been asked, "Are those all your children?" And we would answer, "Yes, these are all ours, but we also left a bunch more at home." And children are an incredible blessing, are they not? Well, Kathleen, my wife, and I are flawed human sinners, trusting in God's help and mercy. We certainly do not live perfectly the things we preach. We're on the path. We are not here to preach ourselves, after all, but Christ and Him crucified. Here's a quote from Gaudium et Spes, number 48, regarding the church's vision for marriage and family life. "Hence, with parents leading the way by example and family prayer, their children, indeed all within the family circle, will find it easier to make progress in natural virtues, in salvation, and in holiness. Husband and wife, raised to the dignity and responsibility of parenthood, will be zealous in fulfilling their task as educators, especially in the sphere of religious education, a task that is primarily their own. In raising our children, we as parents are called to live a hierarchy of values in our marriage and our family life, in descending order of importance, again, God, spouse, children, work, and then apostolate service or ministry. Concentric circles with God at the center, the love of God flowing out from there to our spouse, and then to our children, and then to others. Proverbs 22:6, train the young in the way they should go, even when old they will not swerve from it. To raise is to form our children. As parents, God has given each of us the grave responsibility, but also the graces to be the primary formators of our children. We can't delegate this to anyone, not to a caregiver, not to a grandparent, not to a babysitter or a teacher. As Catholic parents trying to raise our children to be leaders for the church in today's society, our families need to live in the world, but not be of the world. We need to take the narrow path that leads to life, eternal life, even when, and especially when, it means not doing what everyone else is doing. You see, Jesus Christ is the same today as He was yesterday and as He will be forever. Hebrews 13:8-9. Let's discuss integral formation, spiritual, human, intellectual, and apostolic or service/ministry. This starts with spiritual formation, most fundamentally a Eucharistic life. In our family, through no merit of our own, we have been remarkably blessed to attend daily Mass as a family for many years. Yes, with all the little ones too. But you may object that your children will be a distraction. Well, God has blessed us with one or more of perhaps the most uncontainable beloved children of all time. Why? Perhaps so we can be effective witnesses that Holy Mass is not for perfect children and perfect families, because guess what? There are no perfect children or families. And Jesus encourages us in Holy Scripture, let the little children alone and do not stop them coming to me, for it is to such as these that the kingdom of heaven belongs. Matthew 19:14-15. Listen, I truly believe that many, if not most of you, have better parenting skills than Kathleen and myself. But no technique is worth a hill of beans without Jesus and his church at the center of our lives. We are called to live the sacramental and Eucharistic life. This is where we are fortified with sanctifying grace. Prayer should be the air we breathe. At the center of our lives and our family. This is our message. Let's talk a little bit about human formation. Form virtuous children. Modest clothing is a must. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit. Good manners, on the phone, to adults, look them in the eye, speak up, be direct and polite. Use extreme caution with TV, movies, the internet, and music. Carefully research movies and such before exposing ourselves or our children to them. We have heard of many families today struggling with how to effectively control their children's use of smartphones, which is really a complete computer with complete access to anything and everything on the internet. Well, we have never given any of our children a smartphone. If they want to get one, when an emancipated adult, so be it, but by then they are much more likely to have developed a self-mastery and appropriate use of caution with the use of their smartphones. It is not a good idea to give children access to unsupervised use of a computer. A child should not have isolated access to a computer in his locked bedroom, for example. We're going to talk more about raising children up in the way they should go when we return. I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. You can call us 708-334-1988.
You'll find a little bit of yesterday that will delight you today at the Family Hearth General Store, a nonprofit ministry of Forming Faithful Families in historic Frankfort, Illinois. The 1870s style old storefront honors home, faith, and family life, featuring vintage wares and unique gifts for special family occasions. From Victorian replicas, vintage decor, quilts, candles, antique samplers, and jewelry, to unique books, hand-milled soaps, old-time candy, ice cream, and bottles of pop, you'll find a warm welcome here around the family hearth. A cozy fireplace, fresh gourmet coffees, and teas await your visit. So come, sit a spell. Find us on the main street of Frankfort at 119 Kansas Street, and be sure to visit the online store at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Like us on Facebook or give us a call at 708-334-1988. Thank you for listening to Forming Faithful Families. You listen to us to find ways to strengthen your family in the faith and to better live out your role as Catholic parents. Please help us help you. We appreciate your prayers and a donation to help support this program. Any donation will be a blessing. You can also become one of Forming Faithful Families' partners with a monthly donation. It's easy. Visit formingfaithfulfamilies.com. And click on the donate link. There you'll find our mailing address to send a check or use the PayPal button to make a secure donation. You can even call Forming Faithful Families to make a donation at 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988. Forming Faithful Families is a 501(c) charitable organization. Click on the donate link at formingfaithfulfamilies.com. See and support the entire scope of our ministry. Help us help you with your prayers and a donation as we're Forming Faithful Families.
We would like you, our listeners, to know that James and Kathleen Littleton of Forming Faithful Families are available individually or as a couple nationally as speakers. They offer talks, retreats, and workshops on a variety of Catholic themes. James and Kathleen can be reached with questions or speaking engagement requests at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. Visit their website at www.formingfaithfulfamilies.com.
I'm Jim Littleton of Forming Faithful Families, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. We continue our discussion of raising children up in the way they should go. We left off talking about how it's not a good idea to give children access to unsupervised use of a computer. Well, we implement this policy all the way through high school and college. That is, as long as our children are under our roof. Computers are to be used only as necessary and in common areas of the house where others are around. It is not that we don't trust our children, but we set up checks and balances and means of propriety in our home, and they totally understand this. As parents, we have the right and the duty to set the parameters we deem for the good of our family in our home. It's good to look for ways to apply critical thinking in family discussions, vis-a-vis what our children are presented with in the media, by peers, at school, etc. Discuss, what is the truth in line with our faith here? Our children acquire a vital skill when they learn through experience to use their faith and reason to analyze, discuss, and differentiate between lies and truth as to the messages they are being presented with in the world. Encourage obedience that is immediate, joyful, and done well. Will my kids still love me? Yes, they will love us more. Try to use positive motivation and always forgive quickly. Forgiveness is best taught by our example as parents of being quick to ask forgiveness of our spouse, to ask forgiveness of our children. Charity, forgiveness, and unity are key virtues in the family. Again, charity, forgiveness, and unity are key virtues in the family. Intellectual formation, doing their best with their education, be it at school or at home, is their duty. Let our children know that their education is a top priority. Encourage them to make the best use of the talents God has given them. This means taking their education seriously. Well, we've discussed a lot about living by a hierarchy of values and raising children up the way they should go. We'll continue our discussion about raising children up the way they should go in our next program. May Jesus give us the grace to be his pourers in the world and for all eternity. Let's pour ourselves out in love for Jesus today, for our spouse today, for our children today. Let's pour ourselves out for someone whom God puts in our path today, especially when it's difficult to do. I know you will be generous. Pray that I will be too. You are so good at heart. Why? Because God made you that way. You are his masterpiece. All will be well. Count on it. We have Jesus, so we have everything. Everything. Contact us at formingfaithfulfamilies.com or call us at 708-334-1988. God love you.
You have been listening to Forming Faithful Families, hosted by James Littleton. Visit their website, formingfaithfulfamilies.com. Email them at formingfaithfulfamilies@gmail.com or call 708-334-1988. That's 708-334-1988.